This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and for many it is the first day of school, back to school. Be aware of that. Be careful. Make sure you keep your phones down, out of hand, when you're going through a school zone. That is the law. I'm just trying to help you out, all right? Now, an important PSA for you, the Sky listeners. The Bob Rose Show is now a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple, Spotify, or the Odyssey app, even iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. Catch the full episode. You can listen to individual hours, jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app. Search The Bob Rose Show, hit the follow button, and you'll get every minute of the show your way and on your time. All right. Did I mention that it's 7:07 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes? Okay. Well, there you have it. This is a new catchphrase that you're going to get. You know how lefties, they send it out to all the lefty politicians.
All the bullet points. Yeah,
at the same time, they send the same talking points to the lefty media, which is 90% of the media. And so I want you to, you're going to hear things big time this week. Is going to be revenge tour.
Okay.
Trump's revenge tour. He's out to get all of his perceived political enemies, as Kristen Welker used, perceived. No, they weren't really his enemies. They weren't really trying to come up with stuff to put him in jail for. They weren't, perceived, right.
So those trials weren't even real. Yeah, they didn't even happen.
No, he's just paranoid.
Oh, okay.
They weren't out to get him at all.
Okay. Wow.
Now, if you believe that.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear revenge tour and you're going to hear weaponize. You know, it's interesting. Trump is the one in his administration, even before he was in there, he kind of coined that phrase, the weaponization of government. In fact, we've had Congresswoman Kat Kamick on, and you know, she's part of meetings and part of a group, a committee that is, you know, that works on trying to stop the weaponization of government. The Democrats didn't have such a thing. Do you know why? Because they were the ones doing it. But now they try to turn things around and they do the old point the finger and call you what they are. They're so like, it's like, can you get a different act? Can you try a different tactic?
Yeah.
Because this one is getting stale. Everybody is on to you. Ratings have plummeted in all the lefty news organizations, CNN, MSNBC. No one's paying attention to the folks on the left. So why don't you try something different? No, we'll just keep pointing fingers and using the talking points. Jamie Raskin, Thursday on CNN, he said that President Trump is weaponizing the Justice Department by conducting a criminal investigation into New York State Attorney General Letitia James' office. And he said it's part of his political revenge tour. Okay.
Interesting.
Then you've got a letter that was put together because they're upset that Kash Patel is firing some people. called the Steady State Group. Yeah, apparently this is allegedly a group of former FBI, intelligence, and diplomatic national security officials. These are all lefty nutbags. I'll tell you what they are right now. A bunch of lefty nutbags released a letter blasting FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino for firing several bureau agents, saying that they were targeted for not being loyal to President Trump. No, that's not what they did. They did not use good judgment. That's part of the problem, but we'll get to that. Anyway, this group calls itself the Steady State, claims that agents Brian Driscoll, Michael Feinberg, and Walter Giardina were fired as part of a campaign to dismantle the FBI's longstanding independence. Oh, the FBI is independent. You can't touch them. Yep.
Wow.
And they said while setting it up as a tool of political loyalty. I mean, again, it couldn't be more obvious. They go on to say it's not about reform for them. It's about control. The aim, it seems, is to transform the FBI from a respected, constitutionally grounded investigative service into a personal enforcement arm of a political figure. I mean, it's almost like they're reading, you're reading off your own playbook. Do you realize that? They're like, yeah, but it's worked before. No, not for most of us. He says, we've seen these dynamics abroad, you know, in other countries.
Uh-huh.
No, we saw it right here.
Yeah.
Leaders who demand loyalty from security services, not to the law, but to themselves. These regimes do not end well. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, just they
amazing.
Don't. Things were not going very well at the end of Biden's term.
No.
Anyway, the Steady State, this group, told their friends and colleagues in the FBI that they recognize the pressure they're under. Listen to this. The nation is watching and will be inspired by the FBI, and history will remember. I'm like, yeah, I agree with that statement.
Uh-huh.
You're darn right.
Uh-huh.
So last Thursday, the FBI ousted Driscoll, the former FBI acting director, as well as others. Giardina, that special agent at the FBI, he played a role in the investigation of Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro, and also let go with Steve Jensen, the acting director in charge of the Washington field office. Can you say J6?
Uh-huh.
Driscoll, for his part, served as acting director prior to confirmation of Patel. Jensen played a key role in the January 6th investigations. Senior FBI official told the trio, they need to leave by Friday. Don't let the door hit your backside on the way out. And that's just the beginning. But there, you're going to hear the backlash. And again, remember, the mainstream media is 90% left of center. So they'll take all these same talking points, and this is part of a Trump authoritarian regime. They're firing anybody who they perceive to be an enemy to Donald Trump. Yeah. Here's the letter that Kash Patel sent to Giardina, all right? The FBI agent that got fired, one of them. This document provides official notice that you are being summarily dismissed from your position at the Federal and Bureau of Investigation, removed from federal service under my authority as the FBI director, effective immediately. You've exercised poor judgment and a lack of impartiality in carrying out duties, leading to the political weaponization of the government.
There you go.
So there you go. That's official. That's from the director of the FBI. We know these things have been going on, and we're glad they're finally getting. Mm-hmm. We wanted some heads to roll.
Yep.
It's starting.
Yep.
Now, what's going to happen to these guys? I don't know. More than likely, they'll still get their fat retirements and stuff. They're not going to really pay a price other than they won't have the opportunity to faddle around politically and weaponize and abuse their power. And hope, and I'm pretty sure this is just the beginning of it all. Yeah.
Yep.
So heads are going to roll. Heads should roll.
And this is one of those cases where, and I'm sure that they will, because we've seen this scenario, where they have to make sure that they no longer have any clearances, because then what they end up doing is going out there and being a consultant for CNN or MSNBC, you know, and then, of course, they have access to info. So
right. And Trump's been real good about yanking that on all the individuals that have been let go. But remember this, moving forward, this week, that's going to be their thing. Revenge tour, Trump's revenge tour, and the weaponizing of government. They'll try to point. Trump's doing it. Uh-huh. It's like, no, he already pointed it out, already called you guys out, and you come up with your own. Come up with your own terminology.
Yeah.
Because you were all caught red-handed, and Tulsi Gabbard displayed many of the documents that show your hands in the cookie jar.
Uh-huh.
7:15 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn. What's bugging you? Anything irritate you over the weekend? Traffic? Something happened in a store? Something that just rubbed you the wrong way. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to call in for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. They'll be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. And I'll tell you, Greg, I got something bugging me. Oh, you want to go first? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right. So I'm trying not to do the long version. I'm an NFL fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Buccaneers.
Okay.
It's the Bucs, the Lions, and the Eagles. But I just really enjoy watching football, and I really love the college game, too. That's another story. But for right now, the NFL has made it so difficult. So you get the NFL ticket. That's a – I feel gouged. And then, oh, well, that doesn't include this game or that game. And what about preseason? It's a convoluted, ridiculous bunch of hoops you got to jump through. Then you talk to people from other countries that don't really know what football is. I'm serious. It's just, there's customer no service. And you know what? And I know I'm part of the problem. I'm a sucker because I want the product. They reel me in. I know I'm getting taken. I do it anyway. And I swear every year I'm not going to do it again. I've got to find a different like hobby or whatever to take up that time because it is fun. It's fun to root for your team. It's
sure.
You know, and I just...
Do I even want to know what ballpark, no pun intended, did it cost?
No.
Really? It's that bad?
You could buy a gun for it. It wouldn't be an expensive gun, but you could get a firearm.
Really?
Oh, it's like four plus.
So you could hit $500?
Really? Right in there.
Good, yeah.
Right in there.
See, that's where you got to go, okay, is it worth it? And now, if it was easy and it was, you know, expensive, okay, I spend it on that, I don't do meth. Okay, there are, you know, rationalizations there. But when you have to spend that kind of money and they give you a hassle.
Yeah, and they jump through hoops.
See?
Now, I could just, like, go to a game, Greg, and even
sure.
The preseason games
yeah.
are like $200 a ticket. For preseason.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've gotten really proud.
Oh, that's all. It's insane. But I'm the sucker.
Yeah. Well, you and a bunch of other people, because obviously we see the commercials for it every year. We know somebody's buying it every year. And apparently, as long as people are buying it, they're going to keep doing it and they're going to get it.
Yeah. At some point, though, I will, you know, I can tell you right now, if I was on a fixed income, like retirement time.
Yeah.
Oh, hells no.
So mine is kind of related, and I don't know where the problem is. I don't know if it's the provider. I don't know if it's the channel. I don't know if it's the TV itself. When you're watching a movie or a show, mm-hmm. and it's break time, you want to take a break, you want to go get some popcorn, you know, make yourself a little Sunday and come back, and it has jumped out of the movie you're watching. You've hit pause, and literally within like 5 minutes, it's like kicking you out while you're on pause. It's like, wait a minute. That's the whole idea of pause. It means I'm coming back. I want to hit play when I come back. Now, I have discovered that if you just hit play and not like one of the other buttons, it will probably it will get you back more direct. But otherwise, sometimes you've got to go all the way back in.
Oh,
and
I
that
know.
Is a frustration.
Yes, it is.
That bugs me a lot.
Yeah.
Because we kind of binge on sometimes series or shows or movies over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't have time during the week. But man, that's just like, really? I just went to the kitchen and came back.
And you got to go all the way back through the process. It is. I agree with that. It is a pain.
That bugs me.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now. We'll find out what's bugging everybody, including Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is we, aside from Speedway Slammer and Alligator Alcatraz, we don't yet have a fun name for the Camp Blanding, so I'm suggesting it would be Bland Landing, bland meaning boring, and as Governor DeSantis says, it's just a detention facility, it's not supposed to be Club Med, so I'm just trying to come up with a fun name for Camp Blanding Detention Center.
Yeah, the bland thing to work that in. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have that could be one, but we'll have to work on that.
That's and your brain kind of goes there because that's the words and, you know, landing being one. So, I don't know. Now he's given us a task here because now we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah,
because you don't want to be insulting to the name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing about the whole bland part. You don't want to be like slamming the name, but yeah, we got to come up with something. That will bug us that we're going to be thinking about that all morning during the show.
Yeah, so. and already I'm thinking my breakfast isn't going to be as spicy.
It'll be bland.
Yeah.
And who wants that?
I don't.
No.
Some people do.
No.
I don't.
Huh.
It doesn't have to be crazy spicy, but I like flavor.
Oh, yeah. Flavor.
Camp Flavor.
Yeah. Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Camp Flavor Flav.
We'll bring him down and
I
let
think
him.
We just got it.
He'll be at the grand opening.
How much it costs to get in? 50 cents.
Yeah, we'll bring him too.
How much is a flight home? Priceless.
Oh,
there's your next commercial.
I like it. I think we're on to something.
We are. We're on something.
Uh huh.
Not enough caffeine, anyway. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to talk about, including, so who deserves a statue? Next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Back to school time in most areas. It is also a Monday, so kind of a double whammy. Be on your toes. Maybe leave a couple minutes early, and hopefully things will go smoothly for everyone involved. Students, teachers, bus drivers, parents, and just your run-of-the-mill commuters just trying to eke out a living in these tough, tough times that the authoritarian president has given us.
Right. Are you talking about Joe Biden again?
No.
Okay.
No. He's still Joe Biden. He's still suffering from long-term brain freeze, apparently. Too much ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
Hey, we know you're busy. That's why we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, iHeart, just hit subscribe. It's that easy. All right. Serious things to deal with. China, smart appliances. Are they listening? Are they watching? Unfortunately, it seems to be the case. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, all hail
the
GOAT. Bah! No, not that GOAT.
Which one?
Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
The greatest of all time.
There you go.
And he got himself a 12-foot bronze statue outside of Gillette Stadium. They unveiled it on Friday, and that was the owner's promise last year that he made, that when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, he was going to give him a statue, and they did.
Nice.
And Brady said, now, since his like roast or whatever, people are looking for his sense of humor, and he definitely has one.
Oh, yes.
And so he was joking around quite a bit. He said, this is overwhelming to me. And he said, I feel extremely honored, deeply grateful. And if I'm being honest, kind of old, makes me feel kind of old. Wow. I'm a little surprised because usually they don't build statues until you're really old, like Mike Vrabel and Teddy Bruschi.
Ooh.
A couple of players. Now, ooh. Vrabel's now the he played with Tom. Now he's now the head coach.
Mm.
So
that's funny.
It's his first year as the head coach. So no, he's not really old. But Brady was having some fun. And he reflected on how he hoped to earn a roster spot. I mean, just to make the roster of the Patriots. It's hard to believe that he was a guy that really was having a tough time. He was taken in the sixth round. I mean, that's usually like, man, maybe you'll get a backup gig somewhere for a little while if you're lucky. He said, I never dreamed I'd be standing here 2.5 decades later, made in bronze and frozen in time. It actually feels pretty appropriate given my 40-yard dash time. So he's making a joke, like frozen in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he
had fun with it.
He said, this is the first time in my life that Boston sports writers will describe me as chiseled.
That's a good one.
So it's a major, major win. I'm trying to oh, here's another funny one. He said the statue isn't just for Patriot fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year, probably in the second or third quarter.
Oh,
yeah.
He did act like he got a phone call in the middle of the thing, and he said, yeah, Belichick was on the phone. He said it needs a little improvement, which I guess kind of one of his.
Oh, they're like undefeated. So, yeah. It's a press conference. He goes, well, yeah, I mean, we could. There's always room for improvement. I mean, that was his stoic kind of attitude. It's just funny. But anyway, may this forever remind us of what Tom Brady did and how he made us all feel.
Nice.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
Got a fun story.
Well, and part of history for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
So I like that. All right. Now the stuff that maybe you're not going to be very comfortable with.
Oh.
Senator Rick Scott has introduced legislation directing the Department of Commerce to assess national security risks posed by high wattage internet connected devices and appliances operated by companies under the control of foreign adversaries like, I don't know, Chinese Communist Party. Yeah, like the CCP, right? This was Friday. Senator Scott announced the introduction of preventing remote operations by threatening entities on critical technology for the grid. Okay, that's a lot to remember. So it's basically called protect the grid.
But think about it. Anything that might be connected to it, I mean, we really have, and we've been so dependent, but we really have no business putting things that are built in China as a part of any of our infrastructure, our grids, anything. It's bad enough that they're already telling you, and there's some interesting videos out there, you know, cover up the camera on your stinking TV because you don't know when it's on, what it's watching, and what it can do with the information.
Yeah, if I want people to see what's going on there, I'd start my own OnlyFans page. God, I would have made $1.69 by now.
Oh, after all those years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do they want with our smart ovens, laundry machines, electric vehicle chargers, water heaters, air conditionings? It's weird.
It is.
And this anything that consumer control more than 500 watts of power. According to the bill, applications developed by companies operating under the jurisdiction or influence of foreign adversaries could be used to manipulate power demand on a large scale, potentially destabilizing the U.S. electric grid. Hey, I know what would destabilize the U.S. electric grid.
What's that?
Forcing everyone to have an electric vehicle.
Oh.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah. And then, like, in the middle of the summer in California, when you're trying to have air conditioning on, you'll be told not to charge that electric car.
Well, they're still pushing it, so good luck to those who live in Cali.
How do you have those warnings for brownouts and then still keep pushing the agenda? I mean, who in their right mind would go, wait a minute, you just told me not to charge my car, and now you want me to buy an electric car?
Well, there's a Spanish word for that. I think it's el stupido. Stupidio.
Okay.
Stupidio.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
As long as the L is in front of it, that's E-L.
Now, where is Senator Scott? We've met him, talked to him several times.
We'll
he's a friend of the show. He sends me birthday cards and stuff. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Still has invited me to the Naples compound yet, but
really?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
We'll mention that next
I'm not
time.
A schmooze master, but yeah, every once in a while.
I'll help you out with that.
Well, thank you.
Because I
now
you know.
It will happen.
Yeah.
The legislation cites research from Princeton, Georgia Institute of Technology, and the University of California, Santa Cruz. Wow. They're warning of these attacks. They could use coordinated demand manipulation through these devices to potentially trigger blackouts or cause grid damage.
That's scary.
It is.
Because we are so dependent on a very fragile system.
But yet we keep getting more and more technology rammed down our throats.
We load it up.
You got to have it. You're a dinosaur, the cutting edge. You got to do this. You got to do that. And even though we know, like, I'm not so sure. I'm not comfortable with it. Oh, no.
Gotta
don't be a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Scott said in a statement that the bill seeks to secure our grid and stop a foreign dictatorship from holding American citizens hostage through their own appliances. The Coalition for a Prosperous America has endorsed the bill. Its president, John Toomey, stated that the legislation is a critical step toward ensuring Americans now who controls the technology in their homes and who may be accessing their data. So, yeah, it's not just they can manipulate it. They're collecting data all the time. And who knows what they plan on using this data, all this data that they've been collecting.
At all, you know, it's really sad when the stories we talk about on a daily basis really sound like a potential sci-fi film, but it's actually so close to reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little concerning.
Yes, it is.
Hmm.
While we celebrate the anniversary of, was it yesterday, of Red Dawn?
Yes.
1984?
Yes. Wow, that's a flashback.
Patrick Swayze. I mean, they've done a redo, right, since then. But
yeah, they did.
The original one is still a good one.
Yeah. Look it up.
7:44 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. There's so much more to talk about. We'll get you up to speed on all of it next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, especially for parents who just drop their kids off. I mean, it's so sad. Johnny and Susie have to go to school today.
Wow.
Yep, first day of school. Suck it up, kids.
Man, such compassion.
I'm sorry.
You're such a compassionate guy. How was it when you were dropping yours off at the first
Despite
time?
Despite my best efforts, Greg, my kids have still turned out okay.
That is amazing.
Thank you very much. Why, thank you.
It is.
It's 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Welcome, my friends. Hey, look, always some great interviews. We've got our back-to-school expert, Denisha Allen, is going to join us at 9 o'clock hour. Don't want you to miss it. In fact, you never need to miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every highlight, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Preseason NFL, Bucks 29-7 over the Titans, and Trask, former Gator, looking pretty good. I believe it was 12-14. Jags lost the game, but they did break a record 70-yard field goal for the Jags. But they lost to Pittsburgh 31-25. It's only preseason, and that's what we say when we lose. The Dolphins tied, actually, 24 apiece, them in Chicago. All right. So what's the big goings-on? Well, if you could go wherever you wanted, you think this would be a good time to visit Alaska? I mean, think about it. It's like in the high 90s, a peat index can be like 104 today. Come on. Well, that's exactly what President Trump said. I'm getting out of this heat. But it might be a little warm where he's headed, even though it is Alaska, because he'll be meeting with Vladimir Putin. Yes, this is supposed to take place. Scheduled meeting, Alaska, August 15th. Will that be Friday? Okay. Now, when I saw one of the announcements on ABC News, all they could talk about, not the historic nature of them meeting, not the historic nature of working diligently for peace. No, they wanted to make a big deal out of the fact that Zelensky may not be part of it and how just that was just not acceptable, etc. And I thought, you know what? You had 4 years of Biden, and never once you asked about him having a summit or anything or a meeting to work on peace, because he never did. He never even, did you know that he never even talked to Putin for like 3.5 out of his 4 years? Yeah, he never talked to him, on the phone even. Yeah, Biden. So, yeah, the media now, the media will focus on, well, anything anti-Trump, like what's wrong with these two meeting? Isn't that a step in the right direction? Of course it is. Common sense would dictate that. But instead they'll go, well, you know, if you don't have Zelensky there, it's not really, you know.
What really irritated me, with even with ABC and even with the folks that are on the show before we're on, VP Vance has already said he's trying to get Zelensky there, but they keep leaving that out and saying, well, you know, like you just said,
like he's not trying.
It's not a real meeting unless Zelensky is there. I'm like, did you miss what the vice president is trying to do, or are you just ignoring it so you can make your point?
I think the second one.
I think you're right.
A senior member of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle warned that multiple countries are mounting titanic. Sometimes I leave a syllable out, sometimes I add one.
As long as it averages out.
But Titanic, they're mounting titanic efforts to undermine the upcoming summit between the Russian leader and the U.S. President Donald Trump.
What?
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Shocking.
The two leaders are scheduled to meet Alaska August 15th, though Trump's announcement made via Truth Social Post on Friday offered few additional details about the summit. According to Fox News, it is also unclear if Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be invited to join the talks as the Kremlin's unprovoked war stretches into its fourth year. Undoubtedly, a number of countries interested in continuing the conflict will make these huge efforts to disrupt the planned meeting between Putin and Trump. That was Russia's investment envoy who said that in a Telegram post on Saturday. Wow. So he wasn't specific about naming countries, but he was warning that, yeah, there are people working behind the scenes, manipulating and maneuvering and using media-driven provocations. There you go, like saying, oh, Zelensky's not part of it. Right. Really trying to poo-poo it, stop it. That is, that's interesting. He said several NATO countries in Europe have been openly skeptical of any deal that rewards Russian aggression in the three-year-old war. Look, Trump wants to end the bloodshed.
Right. That's what it comes down to.
And Trump realizes that, you know, the Ukrainian government, led by Zelensky, isn't going to willingly or happily turn over, you know, any of their territories. Mm-hmm. You can't blame him for that. But you've got to at least try to sit down and work it out and prevent, you know, what could be the needless deaths of people on both sides.
Right.
So Trump is absolutely doing the right thing. Whether or not Zelensky is part of this, remember, this is just an initial, this is like their first sit down. And whether he's part of it or not, yeah, it'd be great if he was part of it. But frankly, it's possible he could actually slow the process down in some ways. Because, you know, Putin can speak open-minded or whatever, openly, with Trump and tell him, yeah, this is at the heart of the matter. And he, for whatever reason, may not want to say that directly in front of Zelensky and vice versa, possibly. You know, when two enemies are in the same room, it might not go well. Yeah. Sometimes that's why you have an intermediary to jump in there. All right. We've got lots to talk about still on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.